The scripture reading this morning will be from 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Sorry, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 20 and 21. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 20 and 21. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him.
It's good to see you all. It's good to be with you. I hope this day will be a good day for you, and I'm looking forward to our fellowship afterwards as we eat food together and talk and enjoy one another's company. We've got a few more lessons left on our series on being an ambassador for Christ, and I'm very appreciative of the men who have come up with excellent lessons based on very little input. So I try to give a broad theme and let the gentlemen go from there. But I think we've had a good series, and I'm looking forward to the remainder of the series as we continue forward. This morning I want to talk about how we as Christians are supported in the church. You know, I can remember back in 1986, Karen and I were getting ready to drive our first daughter home from the hospital. And, you know, we'd been to birthing classes, we'd been to all the church university classes on how to raise a family, and, you know, we'd seen our parents do it. Yikes. you know, sometimes you think about what your parents did in certain situations. Some of that was good, some of it maybe not so much. But, you know, we're getting ready to get in the car and we're driving home, and we're both feeling like, okay, what do we do next? What do we do next? How do we handle this? And I'm really amazed at Kira. She's a pretty good mom. She carried a lot of weight in that role. There's nothing like feeling like you have a job to do and you don't know how to do it, or you don't have the support to do it. I can remember times when I've been given assignments at work to accomplish something, and I'm like, I've never done this before. I have no idea what to do. Oh, and you want me to commit to a deadline as well? That's no fun. I don't like doing those kinds of things. So sometimes in our walk as Christians, we feel a little overwhelmed. You know, we've been given this commission to go into all the world preaching the gospel. And sometimes we feel a little overwhelmed. Sometimes we don't see what we need to do to be successful. And we're more worried about being successful than we're worried about being faithful. We're going to make mistakes. We're going to sometimes not get the job done. But that doesn't mean that we can't be faithful and learn and do better next time. So today I want to talk a little bit about how the church supports us as ambassadors for Christ. Every nation sends ambassadors to represent its interests. God sends his people to the world as representatives of Christ. We just heard in 2 Corinthians 5:20, and pretty much every week, because that's been our theme for this series, that we are ambassadors for Christ. Today, we look at how the church supports a believer to understand this calling more deeply. First, I think we need to understand that we are commissioned. You know, I've always felt that if I had a job to do and somebody said, You're in charge. You do it. I always felt more empowered because if I made a mistake, it was on me, but it was my mistake. I could do it the way that I wanted to do it. And trust me, after being married with Kira for all these many years, she's given me jobs to do, and I do it a lot differently than she would do it. Sometimes good, sometimes not so good. But it was my job to do, and I could fulfill that job any way that I felt appropriate. Well, much like an ambassador sent by the government, they are appointed by someone, in this case the president. They're authorized by the State Department. All that authority is behind that ambassador as they represent U.S. interests. Well, you have even more authority as Christians, as Christian ambassadors. John 20:21 says, "As the Father has sent me, I also send you." Our authority as ambassadors comes from the King of Kings. We have authority to do the job that He sent us to do. We're not volunteers, we're commissioned. You know, there's a difference between someone who's just a volunteer and someone who's commissioned. A volunteer is like, well, if I get there and I don't want to do this anymore, I can go home. Someone who's commissioned has a responsibility and authority to do the job. We're not volunteers as Christian ambassadors. We're commissioned. We're sent. You are not in your workplace, neighborhood, or family by accident. You are sent. When you became a Christian, you were sent. The people around you need to hear the gospel. And so God doesn't tell you that you have to do it Alan's way. God doesn't tell you you have to do it Jennings way. However you spread the gospel in your neighborhood, as long as it's according to the scriptures, that's all on you. Any way you want to do it. But you're given authority and you're sent to do the job. And you can do it any way you like. It's good to know that faithfulness is more important than whether we make a mistake. Secondly, we are supported in the idea that we're representing something that's great. How would you like to be the guy that goes out to sell something that he doesn't believe in? He's got to stand in front of the public, and maybe it's the president's agenda on something. Many politicians over the years have sent somebody out to sell an idea that wasn't popular. Is that fun? Do we like doing that kind of stuff? Do we like telling people this is great when we don't believe it ourselves? You know, one of the great things about this congregation is people here truly enjoy telling others about how wonderful it is to worship here, how good the Christians are here. That's genuine. That's not putting on a face. That's not trying to put lipstick on a pig. So much like an ambassador will represent or speak upon behalf of the United States, a great nation. We're not perfect, but we're still a great nation. We have something that's even greater to talk about. You know, in Matthew chapter 5, 13 and 14, it says we're salty and we're lit. Now, for you younger people, you get that. You older people don't get that, right? Go home and look up vernacular lit, okay? We're the salt of the world. We're the light on a hill, right? We give flavor and we give sight to people to see something that is fantastic. We represent Jesus Christ. Colossians 3:17, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. That's our goal as ambassadors, to do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus. We reflect His character. When people see you, do they see Him? Do you believe in what God has given you to share with others? Do you believe that that message is beneficial? Do you believe that the interests that you're representing are good not only for the church, but also for those who are lost or those who need encouragement as brothers and sisters in Christ. So you have an authority and you have a great thing to represent. There's two things you can hang on to. All right, so with those two things, how do we continue getting our support? Well, an ambassador typically is given cultural preparation, language instruction, policy briefings. It is the policy of this government to do X, Y, Z. You, when you go, you represent that. It is the language of this country that you're going to, that you say these things but not these things. Or there's subtle mannerisms or meanings to things. You know, and here, when we shake our head up and down, we mean yes. In some countries, when you shake your head up and down, that means no. You find out that there are differences. Well, we live in a culture that has lots of differences. We're very diverse. I just used the word lit, and half of you didn't even know what it was. So, you know, we have a very diverse culture. Some of our young people know what that is. Some of our older folks don't. But we have the ability to go and reach out to these different groups of people. Well, we as believers receive spiritual training. Acts 2:42, they were continually devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching. You know, people, I appreciated David's class this morning when he was talking about the laying on of hands. People think that you have to do something mystical to be great or to be spiritual. But that's not the case. It's the disciplines in the scripture that make us great Christians. And one of those is continually devoting ourselves to the apostles' teaching. If you know what the scriptures are teaching, then you can use that in your daily life. You can use that when you talk to others. They get a better understanding of what you're trying to tell them. And you have a deeper understanding and willingness to follow those things that are given to you. Continually devoting. You know, sometimes we guys like to do something once and then, okay, we're done with it, right? Maintenance is maybe not our strongest thing. We like to build. We like to conquer. Maintaining it every day, wives can do that, right? That's not what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to continually devote ourselves, continually grow stronger, continually maintain things. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, "Be diligent to present yourself approved to God." What's it talking about in the study of Scripture? A workman who needeth not be ashamed, as some translations bear that out. We need to be diligent. We need to be continually devoting. These things enable us to have the spiritual training. You know, there's a reason why God wants elders in churches. He wants them there to equip the saints. If we walked into the armory here and we didn't have any weapons, would you be equipped? It's pretty hard to fight a war when all you got is a rock. Though there was that one guy that did that. Anyway, well, that's an exception, not a rule, okay? So we need to make sure that we're being diligent and continuing to devote ourselves to the Word. The church equips believers through teaching, discipleship, and Scripture. You can't represent Christ well if you don't know His Word. There are resources that are provided to us. You know, an ambassador in the world usually gets an embassy staff, security, housing, communication systems. They get all these things that are around them to use as tools to represent the government. we, as believers, get our spiritual support from the Holy Spirit. Let's go over to John chapter 16, verse 13. John chapter 16, verse 13 says, "But when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all the truth, for He will not speak on His own initiative, but whatever He hears, He will speak, and He will disclose to you what is to come." The Holy Spirit guides us into all truth. Again, it comes back to picking up the Bible and reading it and studying it and trying to understand those things which God gave through the Holy Spirit to us. So we receive that spiritual support because we have something in front of us that tells us the truth. We have something in front of us that helps us to understand God and His will. We also have that spiritual support from the church community. In Galatians 6:2, we're told to bear one another's burdens. Bear one another's burdens. You know, you mean, God, I got all these burdens that I have and I have to help somebody else with theirs as well? Yeah. Because maybe they can help you with yours. People, it's interesting when you get somebody new in the congregation or maybe a new Christian, and they have unique issues that they deal with. Maybe the culture they came from sinfully was something that we just can't understand. We shake our heads. How could you get into that? But they've turned their life back to God and they want to do what's right. They have burdens that need bearing. Are we helping them? Are we looking to others in our congregation to help us with our burdens? You know, there's always that one guy on the battlefield who's gotten shot and he doesn't tell anybody and he's helping other people, right? And then everybody's in, they're all back to safety, and then he dies because he didn't take care of his wounds or tell anybody about his wounds. It's in all the movies. It's true. You can check it out. Go see a John Wayne movie. There'll be somebody. Anyway, we want to be that independent person that stands on our own two feet and doesn't need anybody else when we're hurting inside. You need to give the brethren an opportunity to share your burdens because that's what we're here for. Now, there are some people who will take that maybe too far. But brother or sister, if somebody's telling you of their pain, maybe you need to sit and listen and help them out. Try to do whatever you can. If you're having struggles and you're not telling others, you're not giving them the opportunity to share that burden and help you out. We're here as Christians to help one another on our road to heaven. You know, I told my son-in-laws, you've heard me say this before, I told them both, it's your job now to help my daughters on their road to heaven. As husbands, that is their priority. So why would that be any less for the church? We need to help one another on our road to heaven. All right, we also have protection. Ambassadors get things like diplomatic immunity, security personnel, international protections. But we as believers also have spiritual protection. Psalms 91:1, "He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will remain in the shadow of the Almighty." Do we understand that we are in God's shadow, that He's looking at us, that He's protecting us, that we can entrust our souls to Him? Ephesians 6:11 talks all about the full armor of God. That armor helps us to withstand the missiles of the devil. It helps us to understand his attacks. You're an ambassador out on the field, and you have spiritual protection. because of that spiritual armor and because of the God who loves you. You're protected not by earthly power, but by heavenly authority. So we're sent to go out to advance the kingdom's interests. Matthew 28, 19 and 20, go therefore and make disciples. That's what we're supposed to do. John 13, 35, by this all people will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. Our mission is to make disciples, love others, and reflect Christ. What kind of support can we expect to receive by loving one another and demonstrating that so that others see our love? We understand that we're accountable, not like an ambassador who has to give briefings, evaluations, and oversight, but we are accountable to Christ. Romans 14, 12, so then each one of us will give an account of himself to God. Hebrews 13, 17, you need to be accountable to your leaders in the church. Why? They keep watch over your souls. We have people that we're accountable to. Guess what? That's a support, because it keeps us on our toes. It keeps us sharp. It keeps us understanding that we're here to fulfill God's word. And so we have to give an account of ourselves to God and to our leaders. We need to live our life with an eternal view. What's your report going to be on Judgment Day when you stand before God on high? Ambassadors carry the weight of a nation. You carry the weight of salvation for others. Believers carry the glory of Christ. And that's the greatest thing. We can look at this job like, I've got to go teach others. No, you carry the glory of Christ. You're able to go out and share with them the beauty that He has, the good things that He has in store for us, the love that He has. And when you understand how God loves you, you'll understand His glory more greatly. So we need to live with a purpose, with a boldness, and with love if we're going to be ambassadors for Christ. And we need to make sure that we're grabbing all the supports that He gives us, whether it's the Scripture or the believers, or whether it's through prayer. We need to keep hanging on to that and do our jobs faithfully, not worrying about the outcome. This morning, if you as a Christian are standing alone and not sharing your pain, and you need the help of the brethren, we want to help you. We want to pray with you. We want to love you. If you're not a Christian and you understand that being ambassador for Christ would be the greatest calling in your life, and you want to have your sins washed away so that you can rise to walk in newness of life, please come while we stand and sing.